to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I am your host each and every week for this podcast ride through the world of punk garage, rockabilly, rock and roll, and, you know, whatever random-ass crap I pull out of the record collection down here in the basement. I'm in the middle of working eight days straight at my job. I'm a little tired. Well, not quite in the middle. I have 2 days left, Thursday and Friday. And by the time this posts, I will be working Thursday and very, very, very tired. I've been trying to maintain everything with exercise and getting out of the house and trying to enjoy myself as much as possible during my off hours. But what pretty much has been resulting is, I tend to go exercise, ride my bike, walk, whatever, and then collapse at a ridiculous time. I'm recording this podcast instead of playing disc golf, actually, although hopefully I may be able to get in a few holes. Anyhow, that being said, got a bunch of new stuff that I have acquired over the past couple of weeks, and I will love to play it for you. We're going to start out with a band I saw live once at South by Southwest in 2008 at a pre-South by party at Red 7 there in Austin, Texas. They are from Austin, Texas. They are called Complete Control, and this record is called Reaction. It's on Slab of Wax Records out of San Antonio. It's pretty awesome. It's clear red vinyl, and there's a silver embossed thing on the cover. It's quite gorgeous. It's quite nice. And this is the last song on the album, and it is entitled In the End.
Won't last long. What turns to black in the sky?
From their Demolition War EP, but more easily available on the EPLP on Blurg Records. That was Subhumans with Parasites. That is the first track on that. And they are playing in Kansas City tomorrow, April 15th, at Davies Uptown with MDC, of all people. It is a classic punk show, to be sure. I was able to speak with Dick Lucas, frontman of the band, and the guy who runs Blurg, a couple weeks ago, and it ran in this week's Pitch. There'll be a link to that on the blog. You'll be able to check it out on the post with the track listing of this week's show. Before that, Deep Sleep with Nothing Inside from their album Turn Me Off. That is a new release on Grave Mistake Records. Comes on white vinyl if you're lucky enough to get your hands on a copy soon. Otherwise, black. It's very nice. It is, like all Grave Mistake releases, a very nicely put together album, as well as a very good thing. I imagine you noticed the Black Flag Rise Above cop there. I'm going to call that just a nice little not a theft. It's a cop. It's a hardcore tribute, as it is. And we started everything off with Complete Control doing In the End from their album Reaction. Okay, a bunch of this is pop punk. This is good pop punk coming up next. Not that Newfound Glory shit, as somebody on the Vinyl Collective board when looking for some albums the other day put it. We're going to get it started off with the Copyrights from their debut album, as well as the first ever release on It's Alive Records. It is entitled, it is from the Button Smasher EP, and is the second track on side A. It is entitled Let's Get the Fuck Out of Here. We'll be right back. from their split with Anti-Justice on Japan's Snuffy Smile Records. That was Chinese Telephones with Better Than the Next. Before that, we had from their debut album, that was all doing Paper Tiger. That debut album is entitled All Roy Says. Now, as you may recall, sometime in 1988, Milo Aukerman of Descendants left the band to go to college. Hence the fact that last classic era Descendants album is called Milo Goes to College. Well, the rest of the band wanted to continue on making music because they weren't going off to join college, and so they formed a new band called All, based on based from the name Ologistics, the thou shalt not commit adulthood thing that Descendants had. Now, on their first album, the vocalist was the one, the only Dave Smalley, originally of Dag Nasty. Well, then they moved on and moved on, and now their vocalist is Chad Price. Before, in the middle, they had Scott Reynolds. So that is sort of the... There is a much better timeline on Wikipedia and the All Descendants website. And we started everything off with the copyrights doing Let's Get the Fuck Out of Here from Button Smasher, their debut, as well as the debut release on It's Alive Records. We're going to go a little darker, a little dirtier on this next set. And we're going to start it off with a classic Lawrence band from their final album, 40 Fingers. This is the Micronauts with Breakdown.
What are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? What are you fighting for?
It released from a band that I really should own more records by. That was the Closet Fairies with Posse Summer Song from their split with Party Garbage on Kiss of Death Records. They've also put out a single on the Art of the Underground single series, which might have been one of the first two or three that I received when I started subscribing about 3 or 4 years ago. If you don't subscribe, it's about the best $60 a year you can spend. You will find all sorts of wonderful bands that you've never heard of, as well as lots of favorites. Before that, Youth Brigade with What Are You Fighting For? From Sound and Fury, their debut on What Else BYO Records. Let's ignore the Metal Years and all of those albums. Speaking of BYO Records and Youth Brigade, if you've not seen Let Them Know, the story of Youth Brigade and BYO Records, you are doing yourself a disservice. Now, I know it's rather pricey because it is a book and album and DVD set. However, if you have a Hot Topic near you, you can probably pick it up for about 10 or 12 bucks, depending on whether or not you want the CD-DVD version or the LP DVD version. Pretty damn cheap. And before that, another long gone band, the Micronauts from Lawrence, Kansas. That was from their farewell album, 40 Fingers, and it was entitled Breakdown. That's on Homestead Records. Now, there are two different versions of the Micronauts. There's the Micronauts, which is like everything after the first one. Their first album was The Mortal Micronauts, a self-titled release. They also put out the live recording of the video soundtrack EP. Both of those are on Fresh Sounds Records. The Micronauts had two vocalists. You've got your first couple of albums. You got the self-titled debut, as well as the live recording of the soundtrack EP and Smash, which all have Dean Lubinsky. But then you have your latter era, Beast That Devoured Itself, 40 Fingers era, that featured Jay Hopsley. So you either have like your sort of 80s punk, or you have your latter 80s punk, much like 40 Fingers, which is very Husker Du-like. If you want any of these records, you're probably going to pay too much money if you buy them on eBay, or especially if you buy them here in Lawrence. I've been buying them off guys on message boards, so I'm not losing my money, and losing my mind. Okay, next set, it's gonna get harder, it's gonna get rougher, and it's gonna get faster. We're gonna start it off with another new release on Grave Mistake Records, from the Degradation EP. This is Coke Bust with Deathbed. We'll be right back. from the Petroleum Man EP on No Way Records. That was St. Louis's Civic Progress with Kill the President. I would like to state for the record that I do not want to kill the president, nor does Civic Progress, because that song was written when we had a different president. Bazinga. Before that, we had the Brokedowns with Friendship, again, from their split with the Copyrights on No Idea Records. A fantastic release, if you like your pop-punk kind of gritty. And we started everything off with Deathbed, the last track from the Degradation EP, the new release from Cokebust on Grave Mistake Records. I love Grave Mistake Records. They put out excellent things, and they have a Nightbirds LP coming out this summer. Should be out in time for their Chaos and Tejas shows. I hope to have an album copy for review. Hoping, waiting, praying. Don't know if that's going to happen, but if it does, I guarantee you I will play. I will probably end up buying it anyway and play the fuck out of it, because I love Nightbirds. So glad they're on. Grave Mistake. Great record, by the way. All right, one set left. It's going to be kind of rock and rolly. We'll have another split in there. We'll have a couple of classics. We're going to start it off with what I think is the definitive Electric Frankenstein single. Just this song, I think, sums up how that band does rock and roll so well. If you get a chance to see them, please do. They don't tour a lot. They play a lot of one-off shows. But if you get a chance to see them, they have a very, very, very deep back catalog, as I'm sure anyone who's ever tried to collect a lot of them, their singles, has discovered. From the Teenage Shutdown single, this is Teenage Shutdown.
Teenage, shut down, one babe, let down. Teenage, shut down, one babe, let down. Teenage, shut down, one babe, let down.
from the Murder City Devils' sub-pop debut, Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. That was Left Hand, Right Hand. Inspired, as many people know, as from the film Night of the Hunter, starring Robert Mitchum, 1955. An excellent film, if you've not seen it. There's a speech that Mitchum gives as the Reverend Harry Powell regarding the love and hate tattoos he has on his knuckles. Since I have the IMDb and it is a memorable quote, I will now do it for you. Ah, little lad, you're staring at my fingers. Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand, the story of good and evil, H-A-T-E? It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother low, L-O-V-E. You see these fingers, dear hearts, these fingers has veins that run straight to the soul of man. The right hand, friends, the hand of love. Now watch and I'll show you the story of life. Those fingers, dear hearts, is always a warring and a tugging, one against the other. Now watch him. Old brother left hand, he's a fighting and it looks like love's a goner. But wait a minute, hot dog, love's a winning. Yes, sirree, it's love that won. And old left hand, hate is down for the count. Yeah. A fantastic film, and one that you would do well to see. Before that, This Is My Fist did All That Is Wrong from their split with Marked Men on Sub Pop. Not Sub Pop. They are on No Idea Records. I'm sorry. And before that, we started the entire set off with Electric Frankenstein doing Teenage Shutdown from the single of the same name. And that is this week's show, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I thank you for listening. You can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can find me on Twitter each and every day, all hours of the day and night, running my mouth off about whatever I think is funny, at Nuthouse Punks. As always, Rockstar Journalist covers the finest in books, zines, and vinyl records, tangible objects in this digital age of ours. Now remember, if you have friends, tell them about the podcast, and if you have friends with bands and record labels, tell them to send me music and I will play it and review it. Until next week, thank you for listening.